Going on out there, it's a little double header of Respect My Mind podcast, your host Kevin Moffitt. I was just thinking about some shit late night, man, and something just crossed my mind about how people perceive you, how people perceive other people from the outside looking in. Like, a lot of people, they'll accept things that are like perfect, like they deem as perfect from the outside, but they never get a chance to actually know it. They never get a chance to do the research to actually take a look and to know how things really are. And I'm mainly talking about with people or like anything that people do. Like, say for instance, like I play basketball, right? And a lot of people, they look at my jump shot and they say, "Oh, your jump shot's weird. It's weird. It's weird." Like, oh, it's ugly or something that's deemed to be ugly. But I know how to play ball, though. Like, I know how to shoot. And other people would be like, "Damn, man, you really can shoot." See, people don't really look at the whole picture of anything. They just look at the outside. Or they look at the packaging, the outside packaging of it. I see it a lot on Instagram. If something is not deemed pretty or acceptable, a lot of people ain't liking it, you know what I'm saying? Or a lot of people ain't fucking with it. Or, you know, I guess, you know, people drag in what they think is acceptable or what they want to accept in society so they won't be seen as, you know, they won't be seen as discriminatory, you know, so they're not discriminating against people. They want to accept certain things, but like beauty is the whole thing, you know what I mean? Or like outside looks, or somebody's handsome, you know. I don't think I'm a bad looking dude myself. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm a bad looking guy. It's like, I guess, I don't know. I give off a certain type of demeanor. I don't know what it is, you know. You know what I'm saying? But like, people got to get to know me. That's what I'm saying. People got to get to know anything about anybody instead of just looking at the outside packaging of things. People got to get to know people. And people don't get to know people. They just want to just see what's the popular thing and just jump on that wave. It's like, "Oh, this person looks like this, so I'll just jump on this wave with everybody else." It's like, okay, well, you're not getting to look at, to know what, you know, what the other person has to offer. But it's cool though. I'm starting to think on this thing, this term of why not me. You know what I mean? Why not me? Like, I used to be like, "Oh, woe is me," but like, I'm thinking like, why not me? You know what I'm saying? And I may not have been the most popular person, or I don't do things the popular way. So, you know what I'm saying? People deem it as not as acceptable because it's not with the status quo. But, you know, I do things unorthodox. I may not do things the prettiest, but I get things done. And that's all that really should matter at the end of the day. But a lot of people like pretty. If someone's doing something, "You should do it this way," or "You should do it this way." It's like, well, nah, I'm doing it my way, and my way works for me. And people only will be a part of something if it's really successful. If they really see a net benefit out of it, they'll want to be a part of it. Say, oh, yeah, your shit working now. That's your shit popping like that. So, yeah, well, we want to be a part of that little wave now. It's like, nah, it's like my shit wasn't pretty enough for you to be a part of, so... You know what I'm saying? Just go over where you came back from. You know what I mean? Just go to where you came from, because it's like, okay, now you're trying to hop on my coattails now because I'm winning, but I'm winning the unorthodox way. I'm winning my way. It wasn't pretty, but I'm winning my way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always want to be a part of the popular collective. That's what I have. That's a big thing, man. It's crazy. No one wants to do their own thing. Everybody wants to be a part of the popular. I want to be a part of the pretty crowd, the pretty crowd. Everybody want to be, okay. I think like this. It's like everybody preaching this equal shit, this equality shit, but no one's really equal. No one is really equal. Everybody preaching, like, no one can be the same. Everybody has different qualities about themselves. No, everybody can't be a beauty queen. Everybody can't be prom king or handsome or Mr. Male Model or square jawline. No, everybody can't have it. Everybody is they're living up the standards that they can't live up to. Everybody have these standards, but some things are just unorthodox. Because we're all different. You know. If it doesn't look pretty. Yeah, I can't be a part of that. Because it don't look right. Name me a person that's 100 all the time. That's on spot all the time. And I'll shut my mouth. Name me a person that's always on point. I think people tend to forget that they're human. Or we're human. People, they forget all about that. They just take out the human element of everything. And it's like, oh, well, I got to be on point all the time because this is... it's like, and some people, it's like, who even knows you? Why, you got a reputation for what? Who even knows you? Like, who knows you? Like, but it is what it is, though. And one of us probably go, oh, you just mad because... That's another word I need to focus on. Like, people use a lot of shaming language when you bring up certain shit. It's like, nah, it's like I'm bringing something to people's attention. Anytime people you saying, well, you're mad, you're bitter, you're negative, you're angry. Like, that's all shaming language. It's like, okay, well, no, I'm just bringing out a point. I'm just bringing up a point. But no one's jealous of you. No one's mad at you. No one's, you know, being negative toward you. It is what it is. I'm just bringing out a point. Because there may be some other people that feel that way. I don't know. I'm living my truth. That's pretty much what I'm doing when I'm doing these podcasts. I'm living my truth. This is the world how I view it. People may see it as negative, or people may see it as cynical. But I'm like, this is what it is with me. This is who I am. This is what you get. You know what I'm saying? Either you rock with it or you don't. Excuse me. Yeah, and everybody always try to change things about you because they don't like it. Or I'm the type of person, I will tell you the truth about stuff. I will let you know where I stand with things. I think a lot of people feel that energy with me. Like, I'm not going to bullshit you. A lot of people like their ego stroked. A lot of people like to have their ego stroked. They like to be coddled, especially today. And today, people love to be told that they're more than what they are. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and stroke your ego and try to be friends with you. And like, if we get along, cool. If we're not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. If I'm not a certain type of fit for you, cool. Like, you know. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And people, they don't want to have these type of discussions or this type of talk because they want to put on this air like they're always happy or they always have this happy energy. I know I said I was going to turn my podcast on, but yeah, these are things I'm just thinking about. These are just things I'm just thinking about and I'm just airing it out there. You know what I'm saying? And some people be like, oh, well, you need not. Well, no, this is my podcast. Like, if you don't want to listen to it, like, just don't listen to it. It's fine with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do what I want to do because I'm a fucking adult. So, you know what I'm saying?
Now you come across angry.
No, I'm not angry at anything. I'm perfectly fine. It's just, this is just the way I am wired. You know what I mean? I think people need people like me. People need friends like me. People need people like me to tell them the truth, or people need people like me to tell them, hey, you know what I'm saying? You need not, you know, don't come correct. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people have yes men. I think we should do something fucked up. Yeah, I think we should do something fucked up too. And you're like, nah, I don't think I want to do that, bro. Like, oh man, you don't want to do, nah, man, nah. I don't feel like fucking my life up today. You go ahead. But, you know, friends of a feather flock together. I only hang around people that got their heads on straight. You know what I'm saying? I only hang around people that got their minds right. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with foolishness. And I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with people that it's about shit. That's about getting shit done. I don't fuck with people that want to fuck off all the time. And then they like, oh, well, where did everything go? Like, you know, it's crazy. People are fucking nuts. Like I had to get like my little last situation ship. That's pretty much what it was. I wanted to fuck off all the time. I'm like, all right. Well, I guess you found people you want to fuck off with. So you just go with them. Peace. I ain't about that shit. I love nice shit, man. I'm trying to get to a certain level in my life. I like nice shit. I like Versace polos and you know what I'm saying? The Versace robes and shit and the slippers. I like little fly shit like that. Just a little few pieces here and there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do fly shit. Like, give me a little beach house or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, give me a nice little crib. You know, give me another little whip. Have my credit straight. I'm trying to do grown man shit. I'm not trying to stay in the same place I was 10 years ago. It's crazy. And some people they either get out of your life or you get out of their life, or both of you agree to be like, hey, let's get out of each other's lives so we can go somewhere else, go our separate ways. But if you want to be with foolishness and entertain foolishness, go ahead. Because things look prettier over there. You think things are, the grass is greener over there. Or things are, you're not exciting or you're not. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, because I got certain goals I got to attain before I get too fucking old and die. I want to enjoy a good slice of life. Shit. Niggas out here be fucking around, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They be fucking their life off. I'm not about that. I'm not about that. That's why I'll be with my boy on these podcast shits, man. We trying to get somewhere in life. We ain't got time for this shit. This shit was in the making like last year. I brought it to his attention. I brought it to his attention. And we making it happen. It had to be a fucked up situation that came out. But you know what I'm saying? From the concrete come roses. You know what I'm saying? From the dirt comes roses. And that's how we doing. We growing and we building. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time to be stagnated and like just be sitting around doing some fuck shit or ride somebody else's wave or be on somebody else's wave just because you think they doing something. Like, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. But I'll have the last laugh. I'll be that. We'll be the niggas on top. We'll be the head niggas in charge. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep checking this shit out. Keep checking Respect My Mind out. I just had to talk some shit tonight. So if you fucking with it, you fucking with it. If you ain't, you ain't. If you're a Christian and you don't like my cussing, I really don't give a shit. Peace. Emotional conflict, self-pity conflict, under oath conflict. The loudest one in the room, nigga, that's a complex. Let me put it back in proper context.